Now, talking of good things, have you heard about what is happening at Ave Maria University? They've started their own Marine Corps. That's what I've been told. And it's all linked to this Eucharistic revival. Intrigued? So am I. So let's ask someone who will know all about it, none other than Mark Meadendorf, who is, of course, the president of Ave Maria University. Mr. President, welcome to the Drew Mariani Show.
Thank you, Kevin. It's great to be on your show.
Now, I've always wanted to say, Mr. President, welcome to the Drew Mariani Show. May I call you Mark?
Yes.
otherwise, I'll think I'm interviewing President Trump and it'll get all sorts of strange dimensions. So listen, Mark, Ave Maria is going into combat, spiritual combat. Tell us more.
Well, regarding Mary's Marines, the concept originated, or the name, I kind of took from Father Michael Gately, is where I first heard that name used. But what it means at Ave Maria University and to our students, staff, and faculty, it's individuals here at the university who formally commit to spending 15 to 60 minutes every day before the tabernacle or monstrance. So we have a 24/7 adoration chapel. And then we have about eight other chapels on campus, and it's students that make that commitment. And it can also include staff or faculty.
Well, I mean, what's not to like? I mean, this sounds fantastic. I mean, have you had many young people who want to take part in this? Have many signing up for the adventures of joining Mary's Marines?
Yeah, we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. I'll give you a little background if you would like.
Sure.
Like the original inspiration for it. It was almost 2 years ago to the day. I had been listening to one of my favorite speakers, Venerable Archbishop Fulton Sheen, and he's got a talk called Going on Retreat. Mm-hmm. And in that talk, he talks about how he basically has spent his lifetime promoting adoration, making the daily holy hour, as he would call it. And he himself had made the daily holy hour his entire priesthood, never missing a day. And so in this retreat talk that I was listening to, there were two quotes that he mentioned that really touched me deeply. And it was those two quotes that I would say were the inspiration for myself personally, because after I heard those quotes, I myself committed to doing the daily holy hour every day of my life. And it just transformed my own interior life in ways that I had not imagined it would do. And we started about last summer. We had one of our students I hired call every poor clare cloister in the country and about 30, 40 other religious orders to ask for sisters that would spiritually adopt our students individually and pray for them every day that they're at the university. And so that's one of the things that we give back to them if they make this commitment to be one of Mary's Marines. In addition, we give them a Bible in a year that we, when I was at Augustine Institute, Dr. Tim Gray had come out with, and some other things as well. But basically, that was kind of the inspiration. And if I have time, I have the two quotes that if you want to hear those.
Yes, please. Yes, absolutely, Mark.
So the first quote by Venerable Archbishop Fulton Sheen, and again, these are on that talk going on retreat. You can get that talk. It's on Amazon. It's on Audible. It's 6 hours of him personally speaking. So it's actually recorded, was recorded when he was alive, obviously. So the first quote is, Archbishop Fulton Sheen says, "The reason above all reasons to spend time with our Lord in adoration is because it is the one thing Jesus asked his apostles to do. He didn't ask them to fast 40 days in the desert. He didn't ask them to spend all night in prayer on a mountaintop. He didn't ask them to share in his agony on the cross, but he did ask them on the night before he was crucified, specifically to Peter, James, and John, to watch with him 1 hour. And I like to say to our students, friends spend time with friends." And so that was the first quote that really touched me. And the second quote he shares in this talk, this retreat talk, he says, how are we going to bring the Christ vision into the world? And he goes on to say, by training our eyes here. And believe me, when you spend 1 hour a day in the presence of the Eucharistic Lord and begin to pierce the bread in order to see the loving heart of Christ, then we will be prepared to go out into the world and to see the image of God behind every man and woman we meet. And so it was those two quotes that kind of were the foundation for the idea. And then we developed it with some of these other things with the sisters spiritually adopting our students. And we actually, we ran out of sisters here that agreed to do this. So we ended up finding a group of sisters from one of our priests here, Father Joseph, in Uganda. And so we've been really blessed in that capacity. And for us, it ties perfectly in with what we're trying to do here at Ave Maria University, sure, which is to form the whole person, their intellect, their love of truth, and their will, their love of God, so that they're, once they're fully formed, then they're most free to discover and cultivate their unique and distinctive God-given gifts. And we think in the classroom of silence in that adoration chapel is where God can really speak to people on what are their unique and distinctive gifts that he's given them to change the world around them.
I mean, it really sounds to me, Mark, like you are giving your students, the young people in your charge, the most wonderful gift, which is that they begin to understand, if they begin to be changed by that encounter with the Eucharist, that is a lifetime habit. As you've just been explaining, Fulton Sheen made a holy hour every single day of his life. This is treasure you're giving to young people, is it not?
We are so blessed, and do you see the fruit of it? Because we've been doing it now for a couple semesters, and we sometimes will send out a survey to the students that are Mary's Marines and just ask them, you know, what is the impact of, has the Holy Hour had on you personally, and reading scripture in the presence of our Lord and having the sisters pray. And it's just utterly amazing how many of them just say it's changed their whole life. And so many of them have switched their majors to theology and are now discerning the priesthood or religious life. So, and even just for those that are called to the married life, just to be a better spouse, and things like that. So it's been very gratifying in that sense. And we're just very thankful to our Lord, because it's all through him and under our Blessed Mother's mantle of protection. Because, you know, that's, as you can tell, Ave Maria University, we are fully consecrated to her. And she's been a big part of this whole project on Mary's Marines.
Talk to me a little bit about some of the reading that you're giving to these, because I'm kind of curious. The Shadow of His Wings, which I think is Ignatius' book, I read it years ago, is a fantastic story. It's a very inspiring story, as you've said, about a German seminarian. But why did you choose that book of all the possible spiritual reading you could give these young people?
Well, we do give them the Bible in a year, so we give them the scripture as well.
Yes.
But as far as that particular book, I remember when I first read that book, the unabridged version, years and years ago, and it was so, what was so interesting to me was the power of one holy sister's prayer. So Father Goldman, who the book, it's his life story through the war, World War II, mm-hmm. shares his mom died when he was like 7 years old. And one of the nuns, the sisters at the convent that he was an altar server for, spiritually adopted him without him knowing. And the book reveals the power of that sister's prayer in his life. And when you read the book, I don't want to spoil the book for anybody that hasn't read it. It's just amazing. So when I was at Lighthouse Catholic Media, we abridged that book down. I serve on Father Fessio's board at Ignatius Press, and
right,
they were on mine at Lighthouse Catholic Media as well. But we abridged it down and we published that book everywhere. Then we even came out with an audio version of the book and other things. And so I've always promoted the book because I think it's very accessible. But and inspirational on just the power of prayer. So it was that book that was the inspiration to have the sisters spiritually adopt our students. Because I you could see firsthand through that book, and I give them that book so they can really see the power of what that sister can, you know, her prayers can mean for you in your life. It's real.
I mean, not only that, Mark, you've also given them a cracking good read. You know, it's one of the best spiritual thrillers out there. It's a fantastic book. It's worth the admission alone. Listen, Mark, we're going to take a very short break, and then when I come back, I want to pick your brains about how this fits in with the Eucharistic revival that's happening, which is beginning to gain some traction right across the United States. Are you open, Mark, to taking questions as well, if any of our audience have any questions about young people and about how to encourage young people to catch this habit of adoring our Blessed Lord in the Blessed Sacrament? Because I know from my own life as well, once that habit is caught, that's it. The rest is history, as they say. Okay, listen, I'm in conversation with Ave Maria University President Mark Meadendorf, and we'll be back straight after these words.
The Drew Mariani Show.
Hi, Drew. Thank you. Thank you for your show.
This is the Drew Mariani Show.
Marvelous show on the radio right now.
On Relevant Radio.
Hey, if you have real estate or land that you no longer need, well, consider the advantages of donating it to Relevant Radio. The process is easy and the tax advantages can be huge. Learn more at relevantradio.com/property.
Maria, grazia
Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Welcome back to the Drew Mariani Show. I am Kevin Turley. I'm your fill-in host, your filled-in host here on the Drew Mariani Show. I'm in a fascinating conversation with Ave Maria University President Mark Meadendorf, who is telling me all about Mary's Marines, who sound like a great band of men and women. Mark, this initiative could have been started at any time at Ave Maria University, and we would have rightly hailed it as a wonderful initiative. However, it is coming at a time when there seems to be a number of things moving across the United States in terms of this nascent Eucharistic revival. Was this something very much in your mind when you were thinking about or being inspired by the idea of Mary's Marines?
Yeah, I think back when I was at Augustine Institute, because that was just a few years ago, we were working with Bishop Cousins and the Eucharistic Revival team there on different things we can do. So I was certainly aware of a lot of what was going on there, and I can't help but think that played a role in with this formation of this idea on Mary's Marines. And then I would say, coupled with that, at the university, we have, for weekday masses, we have 7 weekday masses every day that students can go to.
Wow.
Daily confession, spiritual direction, all of these types of things. And so I think, you know, it was just a natural outflowing of what we were doing, but certainly I think the Eucharistic revival is just tremendous. And I'm praying that when this National Eucharistic Congress happens in July, it really is a huge movement in bringing people closer to our Lord. And I do believe the adoration is the holy hour can really be a core part of that.
Well, in some ways, is it too much to say, Mark, that what you're doing on a micro level is going to be expanded to the church on a macro level across the United States, that the whole of the Catholic Church across the United States is going to be partaking in a kind of Eucharistic holy hour?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, I think, what's going on with that and how many different organizations are getting together and promoting this and getting behind this. And, you know, I think the Holy Spirit is really at work here.
Will the Marines be making an appearance at Indianapolis next year?
Yeah, we are trying to do some fundraising now to be able to bring a number of students and things like that there. So it's a little bit in God's hands, I would say, on how many of our Marines will show up or be able to show up, because, as you know, students, it can be challenging sometimes paying for college and everything else
while they're
at this state in their life. So
it's I'm wondering how much has this idea begun to germinate elsewhere? I mean, have you had other universities or other educational establishments that have said, hey, Mark, that's a really good idea? I mean, is there a way in which this is going to pollinate across the United States in preparation for next year's Eucharistic revival? Because it must be kind of appealing, especially, I think, for young men. Maybe I'm reading this wrong. Tell me if I am, Mark. But I think young men like the idea of sort of Marines, you know, of being Mary's Marines, of being challenged by something. Do you find that amongst your male students?
Yeah, I would say yes on that, and also the female too. It's both, I think, for us, but I think especially for the men, it's been, you know, just speaking for myself, you know, you get called to do lots of different things, and this is one thing we can give to our Lord, our time, you know, and arguably in some ways, the most valuable thing we all have is time, and to just spend it with Him and ask for God's grace in our life to understand what does He want us to do? What is He calling us to do? So.
Yeah, no, I think it's absolutely incredible. I'm just wondering though, I mean, is Mary's Marines, the actual phrase came from Father Gately's book, is it 33 Days to Morning Glory?
Well, it's for the first time I heard of it was through him, and now it does add to it. Tom Monahan, who's obviously our founder here, and by the way, his story, you know, here's a guy who lost his father when he was 4 years old, was raised in an orphanage by Catholic nuns, ended up living in, I think, six different foster homes, and then joined the Marines. And it was while he was in the Marines that he really got his five priorities of life, as he would define them, and which then kind of set the course for him. And one of those was daily Mass. The other is the daily Rosary and monthly confession were three of the kind of the core principles that he adopted. And our at Ave Maria University, we have our it's called a gyrene, which is a form of a Marine and a slang name that they used in World War II, but in the Bulldog. So the Marines are kind of a core part of the history here of the university, since our founder was one. And so that ties in as well.
Nice. I'm just wondering, though, I mean, could we expand this a bit further, Mark? I mean, could we have St. Joseph's Special Forces, St. Peter's Navy SEALs? I mean, I'm just thinking out loud here. I mean, I think young people in particular like a challenge. I mean, I came across something the other day about religion in general, and they just weren't interested in religion that didn't challenge them. And you, as an educator of young people, you must, both men and women, they want something which is really going to be countercultural. Do you find that amongst today's young generation?
Yes, I think so. It's interesting. We have the Novus Ordo in English. We have the Novus Ordo in Latin. They, at the parish across the way from the university, they do the Tridentine Mass. And it's just amazing how many students go to various, masses, the different types of masses. And the Latin masses don't scare people away. It's almost like they sometimes are drawn to that, you know, like that challenge to learn it and to be able to respond and things like that. So yeah, I think it's, and here at the university, athletics is a big part of our culture here, and that discipline, that teamwork, that camaraderie. I'll share one little story. So my son, I started supporting this university in 2002, and my son was only 4 years old, and I thought, well, maybe one day he'll graduate from this university. And fast forward, he ended up going here and graduated in 2020, and he works for full-time for a large Catholic apostolate doing computer programming, but in his spare time, he coaches the Ultimate Frisbee team here, and it's comprised of about 30 men who have fully consecrated themselves to our Blessed Mother, and they're 27-2 is their record right now. They beat Ohio State, Penn State, Pitt, all these huge schools, and you know, here we are, a much smaller school, and but God's blessed them, and you know, and at the end of every game, they stand up and sing the Salve Regina, and I think, you know, and we're mostly playing Division I public schools, so it's interesting to see that kind of countercultural stuff too.
Absolutely. Well, I'm afraid, Mark, the clock has beaten us. I'd just like to, on behalf of Relevant Radio, thank you and Ave Maria University very much for sponsoring the Rosary here live on Relevant Radio, because that's the other great mission, I think. You know, we have Eucharistic adoration, and as long as people have the Rosary in their hand as well at some point, I don't think they'll go wrong in life. What do you think?
It's been such a blessing having Father Rocky come down here. We're in the large parish church, this, like they call it, the oratory, and it's such a powerful thing what Relevant Radio does on that rosary.
Absolutely.
So,
Mark, thank you very much for your time tonight. Mark Middendorf, president of Ave Maria University. When we come back, we're talking Wall Street and conversion. Stay tuned to the Drew Mariani Show.